First reading today, to properly understand it, you should get into some history book and study what it is when a general in a military victory is given the honor of a triumph. It's a very specific thing. It's basically a huge parade in which the army of the general is allowed to accompany him into Rome, which is not allowed. And in it, there's wagons with the spoils of all that they have done. And last but not least is the king, the leader, the general of the opposing army, stripped and ridiculed, mocked, led in triumph into Rome. It is in this context that Paul speaks about what Jesus has done, robbing princes, principalities, and powers of their possession, the human beings that they were under their domain and dominion. He has despoiled them and leads them away, humiliated and stripped of their power and their possession. The people of that city would know very well about, because it is a very Roman city that was planted in the east. They have this very clear understanding. They know what Paul is speaking about and what he's referencing to. It's interesting. It's your homework. Go for it. In the gospel text today, I was struck by something very simple. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray and spent the night in prayer to God. Why do you think he was praying? The utility within us says, well, you know, he was about ready to choose the 12 apostles, and so he needed to spend time in prayer, right? Discernment, prayer. Because that's what we need to do. My brothers and sisters, the relationship between Jesus and his heavenly Father is not utility. The relationship between Jesus and his heavenly Father is not utility. It's not about for the sake of knowing information and knowing exactly what to do and this and that. It is so much more. And when we reduce our relationship, the reason that we assume what Jesus is doing is because that's what we do. We turn to prayer when we have this need, this utility, this thing. I need to know this information. I need to know this discernment. I need to know this. I need to know that. And so I pray. We need to learn from Jesus. There's a word that I would attribute to Jesus' time of prayer: delight. Is it a word, an adjective, that you can use in speaking about your prayer time with the Lord? Delight? Sadly, I must admit, it doesn't often, it's not the first adjective that comes to my mind in my own prayer with the Lord. I'm sure Jesus' time with his Father was delight. And you may say, well, that's Jesus. Yes, my brothers, my sisters. But his Father has become your Father. You have become adopted sons and daughters of God. You share in his relationship. We have permission. Call the creator of the whole world and all that exists, Father. Seeing what Jesus does in his time of prayer, do not see it as utility. Do not see it in the way that you approach prayer, the way that we approach prayer. How would you imagine the time of prayer between Jesus and his Father to be? The beauty, the delight, the joy, the bond of communion, the raw honesty of heart to heart. My brothers and sisters, all of those things, however you can imagine, that is for you and for me. And our relationship with our same Heavenly Father. It is a reminder, I'll wrap it up with the Alleluia verse. I don't usually get to preach on the Alleluia verse. What does it say? Go and bear fruit that will last. Do not forget, when the branch is grafted to the vine, it bears fruit. On its own. Because it is attached to the source of all life. And in its very nature, the life that is feeding it is producing the fruit. The branch does not have to, it just needs to be attached to the vine. That's where the attention must be. We look at Jesus' life and we see incredible, incredible fruitfulness. But we often overlook how attached he was to his Father. The fruitfulness of your life will not be determined by your efforts, my brothers and sisters. It will be by your attachment to the vine. May your attachment to our Heavenly Father. If you do that, there will be fruit in your life. And we can all rejoice it will not be by our efforts, but will come forth because of the life of God that is coursing through us. And our attachment to the source of all life. Amen.